This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Hanukkah is 8 days, Christmas is one. How could that make a difference to anyone? Well, believe it or not, the difference in the length of holidays caused one family to end up in court. Lori and Howard were divorced after 9 years of marriage and 2 children. The divorce decree allowed each parent to choose the children's religion during the time they had them in their care. 2 years after the divorce, the couple ended up back in court, and the judge ordered that Howard could have the children on the major Jewish holidays, including Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hanukkah, and Passover, and Lori could have them on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Easter. Well, if you're thinking that's a decision worthy of King Solomon, you'd be wrong. Lori appealed, arguing the order violated her First Amendment rights, because if you add up the number of Jewish holidays, including Hanukkah, Howard had the children many more days than she did. And the appeals court agreed and ordered the trial judge to grant Lori equal time. Too bad the 12 days of Christmas is only a song. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.